Jarrell, you're 24 years old. Tell us a little bit about your life and how you got to Blackwell.
Well, my life started off really, really rough at a young age. Really, really rough at a young age. And I always wanted to better myself. And I really didn't know how to get there until, like, family members and friends and guidance counselors started saying, mentioning Job Corps. So I went to Job Corps, and it turns out to be, like, the best decision of my life.
You were in a gang?
Yes, I was. I joined it at, like, 9 or 10 years old. It was more of, like, a support system of me and my neighbor in my neighborhood. Like, they took care of me and my little brother and little sister and stuff like that. It was something that I regret, but also something that got me, like, where I'm at today.
Obviously, you moved out of it. How did that happen?
I became a father. I have a daughter. Looking at her just opened up my eyes and realized that I did not want this life no more. I wanted to change.
And you found the Job Corps then?
Yes, sir. I found Job Corps, and it just, I don't know, opened up doors and opportunities for me that I never thought that would actually be possible.
You worked for a while. I guess tell us about the time when, you know, you were kind of in Iowa, and then all of a sudden you got here to Wisconsin. How did that happen?
Like I said, I've been working ever since I was like 16 years old. And when I was younger, I had like paper routes and stuff like that, shovel driveways, stuff like that. But I just really got tired of working like fast food jobs and working at like a Walmart and stuff like that. I wanted like a career or something stable, something that I know that can be seasonal. I mean, something that I can know I can keep bringing in money for the family I eventually wanted. So like that. So I had to figure out how to get away from all the negative activity that was in my town. So I went to the recruiter for Job Corps, and she gave me option. I could either go to Omaha, or it's Omaha, Nebraska, or I could go to Wisconsin. So I chose Wisconsin. I felt like it would be further away from Iowa than anything that I knew.
What happened when you got to, you obviously got recruited, you got in. What did you start learning when you got up here?
That we're very isolated. We're very isolated. And I learned how to really learn about myself, to be honest with you. I learned who I really was and what my goals was and what's my dreams was to be a man in this world. And I learned all sorts of things from my instructor. He taught me how to like forklift, pour concrete, and you name it. Well, I studied CCL, construction craft labor. And that's basically what we do. We do construction work, we do lawn work, we do whatever it actually takes to get a job done. Laborers, that's what that usually means.
So are you working in construction now, or are you still at school? Or
I'm still on campus. I'm still at school, yes, sir.
What are you, when do you graduate?
I actually got my high school a couple of days ago, I mean, which is a big accomplishment for me. Since I'm 24 years old, you know what I mean, that's something I never actually stopped doing, trying to go forward in my education. Me permanently leaving campus about 3 months from now, because I'm going to continue to do the work-based learning that I was provided. So that's pretty awesome.
Is it like an internship kind of thing, or how does that work?
Work-based learning is not really an internship, but it's just help students in my situation that comes from a very rough background that is trying to better itself, but they don't never actually have the opportunity to go forward in life and actually live life instead of just live. So what they do, they get students, they set them up with a job, something that they put money into their bank account. So when they do leave, they have money to buy a vehicle or to put down a deposit for a house or an apartment. So they can actually get life started.
And you're working at Nicolay Hardwoods?
Nicolay Hardwoods, yes, sir. We mostly, in the planning mill where I mostly, we usually just stack the lumber, bend them up, and get ready to go on the truck. But it's a wonderful place to work.
Tell us about your experience at Blackwell and what you think it means for other people who might be considering it.
You can't look at it like a school. You can't look at it like a program. You have to look at it like real life. Because then you have your negative people and you have your positive people. You have the people that's trying to help you and the people that's trying to tear you down. In my experience, I had to learn how to look at the people that's trying to lift me up instead of tear me down, because those are the people that are going to open doors for me and keep me going. Because the programs they have there are literally made for you to succeed in life. There's nothing there to be your downfall, because the people that go there and fail is because they're not really wanting it. You have to really want to be a better person. You have to really want to love life and live life to the fullest potential. And Job Corps, to me personally, that's like the best. That's like the best thing that ever happened to me in my life, because I could have been in jail. I could have been killed. I mean, and I'm just so happy and so proud to say that I actually went to Job Corps, Blackwell Job Corps, because that is, it's worth it. It really is. It's really worth it.